staying on the DeAnthony Thomas theme, any players or any guys he's ever reminded you of, or thoughts on him, especially today's play?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into comparing. You know, he's certainly is his own guy. I think he's done a great job, you know, coming in and you know, the limited time. It was a tough offseason for him. It was hard with you know, really only having a few days, and has done a nice job coming in. We ask a lot of him, moving him around and doing a lot of different things with him. So it was fun today to get to see him in live ball, make some plays.
Still got a month into the season, man. Is there a part of you that just wants to get the contract thing over with so it just won't be a distraction?
Yeah, you know, I think you're getting to the point where, yeah, I just either way, it wanted to stop being a distraction. You guys know how I feel about this, and it's the truth. Yeah, you're going to get to a point where and I'm there, and you're finally going to cross a line where it's like it's just football from here on out, and I'm done not only talking about it with you guys but even behind the scenes as well, because the focus, you know, we talk about eliminating distractions and that's a part of it, and the focus needs to be on ball.
Have you settled on the date when you're going to say okay?
No hard line. I don't know if it'll be something. Yeah, at some point mentally it'll come for me. It's like, all right, it's over, and let's just focus on the season. You know,
hang tight. We're gonna move. All right.
Yep.
Alex, two wide receivers you're very familiar with, AJ Jenkins, Kyle Williams. What's the biggest thing you're seeing out of them in camp this year?
I think they both had a great camp so far. You know, both had a good off season. You're talking about two guys with a ton of speed, you know, a ton of speed and ability, and making a lot of good use out of it. So, I mean, honestly, I think they're both, our whole receiver crew, I think, has done an excellent job. I mean, had a great off season, and has kept it going in camp here with the pads on. Those guys come out and battle every single day. They get a lot of tough looks and come out here prepared and make a lot of plays. So,
given their history with them, I mean, does it help having previous chemistry with them?
Yeah, and in the sense of that, you know, you get to know their body language. You get to know, you get comfortable with seeing what they're doing and having that history with them, especially Kyle playing, you know, a few years there with him. You know, easy for him stepping in and seeing that stuff. So
it's been kind of musical chairs on that offensive line here in camp and in mini camp. What do you do, I guess, to maybe help some of these guys along and maybe have not seen the game action?
I think it's great work for those guys because, to be totally honest, that's usually how every season is. You know, that's the nature of playing offensive line, I think, in the NFL, that it's tough, it's physical, guys get banged up, and it is a little bit of the musical chairs. Guys have to know different positions. Guys have to be versatile. You know, you only can have so many on the roster. You can only dress so many on game day. So guys have to be able to play different positions. You know, injuries are going to happen. Guys get banged up. It's part of the deal. So it's good work for us, and I think those guys that you know during camp, it's the same way. So you know, I think it's only a good thing. Yeah.
Alex, is it too early to kind of just give a? How's the offense feel? Are you?
Yeah, I mean it's tough to even summer. I mean we're still in the early camp here, so not even thinking about that. I think the coaches have thrown a lot at us. As far as installations go and volume, and I think guys have done a great job of handling it. You know, as the days go here, you know, week two, your things start to compound a lot. So it'll be important, I think, for guys to stay in it, stay in the details as the volume continues to increase. So
like week two and week three, that's kind of when you start to figure out, okay, here's where we're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and I don't even know if that's the mindset, though, of camp. You know, the camp, it's literally just keep your head down and plug away, and you're kind of, you know, make the most of each day, and you know, I think once camp's done and the coaches, they can reflect and do all that stuff for us. It's literally come out here and compete every day. So I think right now a little early. Yeah. For that.
Leading the last year into the first preseason game, you guys were still trying to get stuff down. What's the difference from a year? You know, what difference does a year make?
Tough to even answer in this amount of time. It's not close, and I don't want to compare it, but yeah, last year was year one, and we were a lot of new faces coming together for the first time. This year, it's obviously we've got a full year under our belt. There are some new faces, but had a great off season. So, especially from my perspective as a quarterback, it's tough to even compare. So,
Alex,